PJ.
Motivational.
No, 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 no. It's podcast, so we're recording. So it's recording. No, we can hear us. It's just that it's recording into the thing. So welcome. So let's be all official. Welcome to Real Talk Sessions. Today is. Nope. No, you have a question. You got a question. Hold on.
So I was
We're going to come back to this Will thing.
Wow.
But anyway, it's not now. Go ahead.
So I was listening to a podcast, and this lady does this thing that you call in, you ask a question for the day. And then this another lady called and was like, my friends always come to me and tell me their relationship bans and all of that. And then when she gives advice to them, they never take it. And then they come back and they keep crying and telling her stuff. And the lady taking the call says, don't advise them. Like, just tell them, oh, sorry, I hope you get better. Or if they're with you, you hug them. And then I said, what do you think? Like, is that fine? Does that show, like, does it mean that you don't care? Do you have to say anything? Because actually it happens to me. And this person will go back and do the same shit. Am I allowed to say that? And do the same thing. And then come back and complain to you. And you're like, you know what? These things are just like no-brainers. But the person keeps doing the same thing. I think I feel like I agree with her. I don't know what y'all think, though. That's
Sometimes when you give emotional advice, people are going to do what they're going to do. Sometimes people are, they come to you, sometimes they know what is right, they just need to hear someone else tell them what they already know. Sometimes they just come to you because they just want somebody to listen. Sometimes they actually come because of advice. Now, if you find yourself in a situation where you keep advising a person and they don't listen, you're not responsible for them. So after a while, if it's over the same thing, you're free to say, listen, we've talked about this, but you're going to do what you're going to do. This is what I think you should do. But when you start getting frustrated because they're not listening, obviously it's either, it might be one or two things. Either they just don't want to change, or they're in this that they feel like they can't get out of. So for instance, if they're in an emotionally abusive relationship, it's easier for you on the outside to tell them what to do as opposed to them that on the inside. They have to come to that place for themselves where they realize that I need the strength and the ability to walk away, or physical relationship, physically abusive relationship. And sometimes you being there, if it's those situations, is a support system to finally help them. It might take a while, but it's good for you to be there. But if it's not that, where it's just like someone's just clearly being, I don't know, dumb, stupid, and you know, you've advised the same thing over and over again, you're not responsible for them. You can only advise, and if it's the same thing, there's no point. It's like, okay, I'll pray with you, or you can hug them, yeah, because obviously they're not willing to change. So yeah, but don't be responsible for them. You're not. You have your own ish to deal with. So yeah, that's what I say.
What do you think about collecting gifts from someone you're not interested in?
Oh, that's a big
and
debating question.
The person keeps giving you gifts from someone you're not interested in. Basically just maybe a bracelet or a t-shirt or some clothes or a book. But they are really thoughtful gifts too. So
they're really what? They're really
stocking. Or they seem thoughtful.
Thoughtful.
Yeah, so what do you think?
Okay, so basically there are two schools of thoughts on this, yeah. You know a guy is interested in you. He's told you he likes you. You clearly don't like him. And he's trying to get you to like him by buying stuff for you. Now you know that his intention with his gifts are to get you to like him, right? But yet you don't like him. Why would you take his gifts? Why would you take his gifts?
asked why, like, why are you giving me gifts? And the reply I got was, no, he just feels like he just wants to. So, but I don't know, I just really feel shady and scared.
So if you feel shady about it, then
no, shady that he's giving me, I don't know, it just tells, it just is painting a bad image in my head that you have to give me, I don't know, you can't not love, you can't hold a conversation yet you're giving me gifts.
Okay, so then obviously you know that he's giving you gifts and part of him is expecting something in return. Sometimes, especially when, okay, so first of all, when you have these like sugar daddies and stuff, who are obviously trying, you know, like, yo, what's good? Let's go for lunch. And you know, man's like, here, what's good? 5K dollars. Take it. No, I'm not. I'm saying no. No, but same, it's the same principle. What's, it's the same principle. No, it's just like, yo.
No. No, I will not collect from you because I feel like I'm selling myself. And
wait, you feel you're selling yourself.
Yeah.
But don't you work in a business? Don't you get paid a salary?
No, wait. What? No, that's not what we're talking about. What
do you work in a company that pays you a salary?
Of course, yeah.
But you don't feel you're selling yourself when you're collecting a flower.
See, we're not saying the same thing now.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. If you're saying you're giving your services. No, you're even giving your services for this company now.
Yeah.
Now this one, this guy, I don't like this guy and he likes me.
Yeah.
And he just wants to buy me, like giving me money and all that. Uncle, I'm not collecting. I'm serious.
You don't consider him paying you for your services.
Let me see. This has happened to me. Okay, I was really broke one time when I was serving. And I'm someone who I can't call my parents when I'm broke. I lost my phone that time. Everything was just wrong. And then this really hot pilot nigga came down. He was married. And he's like, come on a trip with me. Like, this is free trip. I'll give you a phone for starters. And then we're going to go on this trip. See temptation. I was like, Jesus is Lord. But I told myself, no, you can't do this. And I refused the phone. I refused the trip. I refused everything he came with. Yeah, if he wasn't and he was, oh no, he was a cool person, but I'm sure he was cool because he already learned all the cool things from his wife, how to treat a woman from his wife. So he was not coming to use this on me. So I'm like, nah, honey, you can't do that. Like, and he was always telling me about his family and his kids, and I'm like, oh God, how far now? Why are we doing this? So no, I know I can't do that. Even if you want to drop the whole world's money in front of me, I can't do that. No, even if he isn't even married, even in her case, and I know I don't like you, I know that I'm just going to be leading you on for all of these plans. Yeah, I won't take it.
You know, I think a lot of times you hear different thoughts of it. People be like, well, at the end of the day, if I told him I don't like him, that's his choice. You know, because I've been clear to you and I've said to you, I don't like you, and he's still giving me stuff. So if he wants to give me stuff, I'm going to take it because it's...
Conversation hasn't come up yet, but I'm not. You know when they say you give green light, I'm not even giving any lights. Like,
right.
Exactly, no power. Like, it's off. That kind of. So, like, what do you do? Like, you're not even. See, it's not even up for conversation. Because if you bring it up, I'll act deaf.
Well, but see, I think yours is slightly different because you guys are like riding to work. So he's like, listen, you go to work, we go in the same place, I can give you a ride. There's nothing, you know, with his motives, as long as he doesn't bring it up, and it's not a case of you have to like me, you have to do something for me before I give you a ride, all well and good. You know, but in a case where it's, you know, dude's like stepping to you and he's buying you stuff and he hasn't even said anything. Any person I think would be like, okay, what's up with all the gifts? Right? And then he says, oh, I like you. Now, if it's from a married person, you know, Some people will be like, ah. Some people will be like, ah, well, it's free stuff, and they take it anyways, and because I'm not going to do anything with them. But then they string them along, and they still, hey, I need money for a phone. I need this. Hey, you want to give me money? And they play on the illusion. They let them think that something might happen, but nothing. They don't plan to do anything, and they just kind of extort money from them, which I think isn't cool. But then you have people who are, say, single, and they're giving you stuff. My issue is when you tell them you don't like them, and they still give you stuff, and yet you collect it. I don't think it's charity. I think it's what's the word? It's not a destiny helper. I don't agree to it, because obviously when they're giving you stuff, they're giving you with an expectation, with the hope that something, and the more you receive it, you are giving them hope. They're giving them hope that although she says she doesn't like me, her actions are open to my gifts, so I will keep giving her. And then nothing happened. Yes.
So yeah, there was this lady. Okay, she was dating this guy.
Yeah.
And there was this other guy, and she told the guy, okay, no, I'm with this other guy. And the guy started giving her gifts, as you're saying now, and she said no, but the guy continued. And you know, at the end of the day, the lady actually moved from,
she potted. Okay, she changed.
She potted from the other guy to the guy that was giving her gifts.
Right.
Because the guy was going big.
Going big, like, yo, take car, take this, take
it. He gave her a phone, free visa to South Africa, and all of
that. Wow.
And this other guy, the one she was with, was, you know, this, God, we do it. We are coming up together. No. Like, we are coming up together.
We're coming up together. Let's
okay,
build
yes,
together.
Okay.
Let's
grow together. I think all he had was his dream. So, like, that kind of guy now, if he worked that time, maybe probably they did end up together, himself and the lady, and they broke up later on. But with the mindset that it worked before, I think that kind of person will still do it again to another lady. Hopefully, it will work again.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, you know. I guess, and the woman, obviously, the girl, obviously a bit, you know, kind of about the money, material stuff, you know. Because, I mean, I've heard stories about, you know, speaking of love language.
I love language.
You know, I mean, a friend told me a story of she was at a store, and apparently someone approached her and was like, you know, I want you to marry my son, come to my office. So she shows up to see the guy, and then somehow, I mean, the mother and the father were like, oh, you'll be good for our son. But then when the mother leaves, the guy's like, yo, boyfriend. And she's like, yes, right? And he's like, it's okay to have a boyfriend. You know, your boyfriend's probably still be struggling. You know, let me help him. So there's no pressure on him to let me take care of you. See, I'll take care of you. I'll provide all the financial stuff, you know. Just take care of me. He didn't put pressure on the young man. He's still hustling. Yeah. He said you're still hustling, so let me just take care of that side of things. I was like, wow. I mean, look at it. No, she was saying that even if she has a boyfriend, stay with your boyfriend. Obviously, he can't give you the things that I can give you because he's not there in that stage of his life. So let me, but it's true, this is an elderly guy. This was a young guy. This was a big man. Is that? No, but that was his pitch. Was let me touch you here. Let me take care of you.
Like wouldn't say, oh, date somebody else, but I can't prove why.
Well, he's a grown married man.
Oh, is he even married?
Yes. A grown married man. This was not a single guy. This was a guy that wanted to just be like, yo, let me. No,
I don't even understand. Is it like his wife doesn't have kids for him? Like, what is the?
What do you mean? Wait, are you saying that only people that don't have don't have kids will cheat?
Wait, how did this thing start? Che, you said che, no. Now let's backtrack. You said the supposed married
seen her. His wife has seen her. I was like, oh, I want you to marry my son.
But wait, her son is already married.
No.
Okay.
This was the father giving the when they now brought the babe to the guys, to the father's office to see that. No.
Actually confused.
Okay, so
maybe we should put letters to it, like A, something.
Girl A was shopping. Woman B comes and says, "Oh, you're pretty. I want you to marry my son. In fact, come see my husband B, C in the office so you, I can show him you
like, oh, for so our
for
son.
Our son."
Oh.
Brings girl A to husband C in the office, and then husband C is like, "Ah, yeah, pretty, yeah, pretty, yeah, pretty. Oh, do you have a boyfriend?" I mean, obviously, wife B leaves.
Oh, okay.
And then say, "Oh yeah, yo, good, good." And I says, "Now turns to, do you have a boyfriend?" And she said, "Oh yes, sir." I said, "Yeah, it's okay, don't worry, you can still stay. But let me just take care of you."
What's he going to tell his wife? So what's he going to? Yeah, like
not for his son, for him. The wife brought her for the son, but the dude's like, "Yo."
So the son will never even find out. So meaning the son will never even find out that
the son is not even a factor. Why are we talking about the son? The guy saw a chick and is like, "Yo, girl is fine. Let me make you my girlfriend."
Wow. So
he offers a pitch that stay with, if you have a boyfriend, stay with him. Let me just be torturing you. You be torturing me. I torture you. You know what I mean? Which poor boy? The boy has not even met the girl. What's wrong with the son? The boy is on the picture.
No, but what's this? What with the wife? Like,
what? You people are so linear. You're like, so what will happen to the what? Of course, the wife won't know.
This is just
sad. Anybody online? My battery's about to die. No, well, people do that. But going back to it though, I feel like you shouldn't receive gifts from a person that you're not interested in. Yeah, and then don't take the gifts, because when you take the gifts, you're selling hope. Transfer it back. Okay, no, that's different. How do you best get your account?
What if you collected the gifts, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you now? Like,
then, if you collected it already, yeah, then stop collecting it.
Because me, I've collected. Yes.
Well, you know, no, yeah, I guess so. Well, I mean, here's the thing. If he buys you Valentine's Day gift and it was unexpected, you know, it depends on what the gift is.
Okay, so the gift was like a rose and a wristwatch and it was unexpected. Are you about making me have like a conscience and...
No. Listen.
My hand. Let me return it.
I think Valentine's Day, if someone gets you a gift and stuff, like, well, I guess there's an occasion for it. So you, oh, thank you, you know. But then, but then if you, for instance, if he shows up to like a car and he's like, "Yo." But I mean, I think if the question becomes, has there been a pre to it? Was there like, has he been talking to you before? I mean, telling you things before. If he had guessed for the first time, like, "Oh, this is nice, thank you. Okay, but what is this for?" But if he's been telling you since, "I like you, I like you, like, I don't like you. Valentine's Day now gets you a watch and a rose and you take it." Yeah, wicked. I think. But some people be like, "Listen." Yeah, but then it's not fair, because you're saying that I don't want what you have to give emotionally, but I'll take what you have to give financially. that's unfair.
Yeah, bless you, baby.
What? What? I just don't think it's okay.
No, I get what you're saying, but
because if you don't like the person, if you don't want anything to do with them in that capacity, then don't take from them.
Come on, bad girl. Okay, so there's this first thing. Yeah, it's really old. It's always disturbing. Yeah, come now. I want to be your husband. So I'm not.
Is he single or married? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he used to be married.
Okay, but single.
He's single.
All right, cool.
So
cool.
And then he's friends with Emil, I don't know. So he's friends with my auntie that I stay with, right? And then somehow he has entered her. Jonathan, another kind of auntie thingy. So he's been lobbying, telling her that he really wants me and blah, and how she should, you know, just make me see reasons, because you know it's working. And I keep telling both of them that I don't want blah 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 blah. So on Val's day now, I mean, I was just not expecting anything. I just saw someone sent it to my auntie. Said, okay, I'm sending me wristwatch and roses, two different. And I called, it's very expensive, I'm not even like. And I called my auntie that, which one is this one? Is it a wrong this thing? Number, address, she sent the person to something. Said it's from this guy. Her, that I don't want to say no, that she cannot return it to and stuff. And you know, when I got the wristwatch, to be honest, I was detached from it. I think I got some vows there. I said, this is my first time wearing it, actually. I didn't even touch it.
But why does that matter?
I don't know.
Like, does it matter the make?
You know, at some point, I just left it there. You know, and then she'll be like, ah, with your war wristwatch. I'm like, I don't know. My wristwatch is too good. My own wristwatch is too good. And then, wait, now. And then after, since that vows day, okay. So since that vows day, he's been calling.
They can't see it.
Okay, since vows day, he's been calling. That like, hey, what's up? How are you now? Like, we need to see and talk. I'm like, see, I'm busy and blah blah blah.
Then he'll be like, how about the watch I sent you?
No, he's not said anything. No, you, obviously now. You're like, did you like it? Apparently, he even sent my auntie to get it himself. I'm even pissed.
Yeah, you please, but you wear the watch.
I don't know because it was there, and nobody was using it. So,
wait, but I think that's slightly different because it came from your auntie, and then you got it. But I think it's important if you're not interested, and more gifts come from him, and it's still your auntie. I think it's important that you cut it off because the more you take it, the more you are like sowing that seed, if you will, of there's hope. You know, so I don't think you should take gifts when you don't have, you know, what somebody's saying something different.
You are blessed to give. Then someone said, why collect when you don't want to give the pot?
True, I agree. We were like, pot, in terms of, listen, if you know that he's trying to set a trap, caught, or try to catch you. Don't be playing Tuesday if you don't want to be caught. You know what I mean? Like, stop flashing green lights at the traffic light if you don't want the car to come. Yes, now when you're taking his gifts, that's green lights. Yes. No, but it's like stop it, I like it. That's lit. It's like stop it, I like it.
No, I actually
it's stop it, I like it.
I actually agree. I think
it's like stop it, I like it. Stop it.
Yes,
stop it now. No. If you really don't want him to stop,
you're firm, you're firm, he will stop.
If you're firm, he'll stop. That's what I'm saying. So it's a whole thing where you're telling the guy, I don't like you, I don't like you, I don't like you. But he buys you a gift and like, oh, so sweet, and you take it. Because I'm sure when you take it, are you abusing my good stupid man? Why are you giving me a gift and you're taking it? No, you're like, oh, this is so sweet, thank you. And then you're telling him, I don't like you. It's not fair. You're sending, it's like two sides of a coin. Yeah, but it's almost like if, let me take it another extreme. A guy and a girl, right? You touch it, you're about to be physical or you guys are about to be intimate. And she says no. She says no, I don't want. But her body is saying I want. And you say, well, her body was saying. They'll say you raped her. Because it doesn't matter what her body is saying. No is no. and that's why it should stop. So if you tell the guy no, I don't want it, and he keeps giving it to you, and then you're collecting, saying, well, he's still giving it to me. Well, nah. Yeah.
Sorry to add.
Yeah.
Men. Hello. So men, yeah, men generally are hunters.
Yes, men are hunters.
So I think the gift is like a bait.
Yes.
So just by the time you're saying I'm not interested, and you're collecting those gifts, it's still indirectly, it's still the same thing, like, stop it, I like it.
Yeah.
So it will keep giving you with the hope that the bait is going to attract you one day, yeah. So I think if you don't want, you stop it on every level.
I agree. Lovely. Next question. Any other questions? Ooh, ooh. Why? Wait, like,
guys,
can somebody give me a belt, a switch? Why did you end it? What reason do you have for ending the relationship? Because I have to hear this.
I mashed that.
What, they can't hear?
You know, like,
what? Wait, what reason? You ended your relationship, why?
Instead of being the first to initiate calls. You know, at first, he was always calling.
Right.
And I stayed from him busy. So that's
you
when
stayed
he,
from him.
Yeah, so, and that's when he came up with, when you're less busy, call me.
Fair enough.
And the break in communication was getting into me.
But that's your fault.
I tried my best.
Wait, hold on. Let's backtrack.
Let's go back so that
we're clear. Mm-hmm. He was calling you all the time, and then you started forming busy.
Yes.
To which, why were you forming busy? You just wanted to form busy. Wow. Okay.
Fair now. Her hair is beginning. We cannot hold that against her. But
no, yes, we can. We can hold that against her. Because you are in a relationship.
Oh, okay.
You're in a relationship.
Oh. I thought it was trying to step to
no.
her. Oh, okay.
They were in a relationship and you were forming busy. So he's like, okay, obviously you're busy. So when you are free, call me. Which is the natural response. Then you now have to now start calling him. So you cannot get upset for calling him when you pushed him away.
When you guys said about the guy in Lagos,
yeah.
Then what happened?
I will have to be the one to call. If he misses the call, he'll return. Even if I call him and I'm out of airtime, he'll call back. But I just felt it wasn't necessary for me to always be the first
to
call.
Did you communicate
this thing?
You asked me a question.
I want to beat you.
You asked me a question last time. You asked me a question last time. Does it worth it?
Is it worth it?
I just feel it.
You don't feel it's worth it?
Yeah. Seriously.
No. Let me tell you what you've just done. This is a classic example of self-sabotage.
Aww.
Yes. You sabotaged your relationship. Because I think there's some people who... No.
Me too.
No, that's nothing. But you know, sometimes I think some people like drama. Who, people online and say it's more than a call? But literally, I think some people like drama. And when there's no drama, they create drama. It's self-sabotage, I'm telling you. So people feel like a relationship, there must be some kind of conflict because they find it interesting. So when there is no conflict and things are going too easy, they create conflict so that they can feel like that's healthy. But then a lot of times people ask for things and when they get what they want, they don't know how to handle it.
Let's end it. The guy will say, oh no, but that's what you're going for. Don't lie. What are you expecting to just say? You are deep. Why?
So, what are you looking for? You don't even know what you're... What are you looking for?
PJ, getting...
You want peace? No.
Then that's not peace. That's,
okay, because if you wanted peace, you wouldn't be forming busy. Why were you forming busy? Let's take it back there.
Except you really like him.
You love him, but you blocked him and said he's match. I'm marching forward.
Okay, the thing is...
True. Why? Why?
That's
Nikki. Why? Why?
I am not. Let me tell you the one thing I need. I just wanted to. I had a
that you blocked somebody. You block somebody and then you are disturbing yourself to check on them.
Hold on. This is self-sabotage. Okay, so guys online, on Friday, she called him from a private number just to hear his voice and then hung up. But then she broke up with him and said, "It's March, I'm moving forward." For no reason. Okay, comments from people online.
But still, there must be something that makes her want to throw it all away. That's what someone is saying. Now, someone said, yes, that's very true. They think a relationship without drama wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Okay. Another person says, drama, yes, I agree, but there's something she's not saying. Now, another person said, you can't get peace from any man, so peace can't be the option.
You better preach.
Someone asked the question, how long have they been together?
1 year.
Okay. Now, someone says, maybe she's bored. Then, let me take the final. Someone said, busy when you're really not busy. This lady is for me, Shakara.
Okay, so go ahead. So explain. He's not in Lagos, yeah?
So, and there is this, if I have time, he has time because he does business. So, like, he should be coming in once in a while. Mm-hmm. So, and this time around, he's telling me that because it's easier for me to fly, I should come over.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm very busy now because of work. I don't want to take vacation.
Right.
So, and he's insisting I should be come, and I've never come to. So, bro, because he doesn't like, he has a phobia for height.
So, he has phobia for flying. So, he's not being unreasonable.
So,
I just want to beat you with my microphone. No.
My vacation.
No, there is absolutely nothing wrong with you not wanting to take your vacation now. That's fine. But it's not a case of, I can't take my vacation now, I can take it later. That's not what it is. It's a case of, I don't want to come see you. You should come and see me.
So, why? Okay, when I breached that, when I start calling all the time, this is someone that will call me every morning as I'm leaving to work.
Okay, but
and
did still, you?
He blanked out and it's me calling all
no,
the time.
No, but I think.
I felt bad.
No, but see, I think it's unfair for you to push somebody out. And sometimes women are guilty of this, and I say this all the time. And I don't understand this concept. When a woman will break up with a guy and say, I want to see if you'll fight for me. I think that is the dumbest thing ever. I absolutely think, I think it is the dumbest thing ever. Hold on a second. I'll tell you why. Your relationship is not something to be played with. Your relationship is not something to be played with. It is not something that you want to test by inflicting hurt. It is insensitive and it is selfish. What you're doing is like taking somebody and pushing them. Hold on a second. You take somebody and you push them out of the door, and you lock the door and you push them out. And then after a while, you open the door and you get mad that they walked away and you lock them outside the room. That's unfair. Why did you lock him out? You pushed him away. You pushed him away by forming busy, and then he shuts down. So he did not just shut down. It's not that he's always been that way. You made him that way by pushing. Well, every time he's calling, you're forming busy. So now that he's shut down, you're now upset that he's shut down.
Can I say
you now
something?
Have to turn it back on. Yes, go ahead.
I feel like, okay, so yeah, she made a mistake at first.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's done doing the whole forming.
Right.
I think it's, you get to a point where the guy has to come back. Like, y'all have to meet halfway, like she said. At some point. No, what I'm saying is, you said, why did you break up with a guy and then expect him? Maybe she doesn't feel like he loves her enough.
Communication.
I get
communication.
It. What if he's not responding?
Communication. Hold on. Communication. So for instance, okay, take away from this situation. You and I are having issues in our relationship and we're not communicating. And you have a reason to break up because maybe it seems like, you know what, I've tried and it's not for me and you want to walk away. You have a reason to. I'm talking about people who have no reason at all. And they just say, I want to see how much you love me. And then you break up and I'm like, you didn't fight for me. I'm like, what is wrong with you? It's not the case here. However, in your situation, understand that what you're complaining about is what you created.
But then
it's like this. Me and you, I'm calling you.
Mm-hmm.
You always give me the whole, I'm busy, I can't talk. After a while, I say, you know what, yeah? When you are free to talk, since because every time I call you, you're always busy. When you're free to talk, call me. Which is fair, yes or no?
Okay.
But
why? That's fine.
Then thirdly, I just feel he didn't love me enough.
He
wants me to always use like I know times with that number. He has tried to let me. He has tried to tell me to be romantic. That I'm always very stiff, and I'm expecting him to use those romantic words. Per se.
So the three reasons you broke up with him. One. The three reasons you broke up with him. One.
I wasn't hearing those words. And even before I did that, he chatted me, I think on a Monday. He called me on a Monday. I missed the call. I called him, he missed the call. So I turned off.
Hold on.
I switched off.
Wait, back up. You called him.
He did not pick up.
So in response to him not picking up, you switched off your phone and blocked him.
No, I switched off my phone.
Why?
Hold on. Because
why?
I needed to concentrate at work.
So you did not switch off because you're trying to enter him.
No.
Okay, so you switched off because you had to concentrate. Fine. Okay.
So later in the day, I picked up my phone and I saw chats like, fine girl, it's not fair. Your phone has been off. I've not been able to get to you after I missed your calls.
Right.
And I'm like, I didn't answer. I didn't reply.
Hold on. Okay, listen, she calls him, he doesn't pick up, she turns off her phone because she has to concentrate at work. She turns her phone back on to messages from him saying, fine girl, it's not fair. I've been trying to reach you, right? And you're not picking up. And your line is not going through. And you did not respond. Why did you not respond? Why did you not respond? Wait. Why did you not respond?
That's what she likes. No, hold on. That's what she likes. That's the kind of person she is. She likes it. She likes good. Seriously.
You have no reason. There's no reason whatsoever.
Nobody's feeling what I'm feeling.
Who, please, is there anybody on her side? Faye, be honest. Are you on her side? Tell the truth. Why are you on her side?
PJ, you know what? PJ. You know what? I didn't answer that chat. Then, I think 3 days after.
3 days after? You did not message him for 3 days because you called him. I don't understand. It's like, you are she has no reason. Taking a bazooka and you are shooting. So somebody says, I pull them up with the atomic missile. Yeah.
I want that attention. I'm not getting it.
You want? Hold
attention, on. Hold and on. I'm not getting
okay.
it.
Okay.
Then outside that.
No, okay.
Listen. You have a twisted way
of
looking for attention, and the attention you're looking for, you will never get from a normal individual. I'm telling you the truth. No. You. It's almost like you are saying, "I want water," but you keep punching holes in the bowl, and you're complaining that the bowl is not collecting the water, but you are punching the holes in the bowl. A guy is like shoe polish. I've said this many times. It's the truth. The fact of the matter is, if you expose polish to the elements, what happens? It will dry. You can't keep pushing him away, forming unavailable, acting like you don't care, and expect him to show. How? Where are you trying to withdraw from where you have not deposited? So he's going to dry out, and he's not going to give you what you're asking for because. But all of these things are things that you can talk about unless he said to you, if he said to you, either transfer or we are over, that's different. But that's not the case. If he says, come see me now, you don't take vacation time, it's a case of, I can't come now, I will come when I'm ready. That's... No, hold on. But if he's afraid of flying, that's understandable. In Nigeria, is it safe to be coming by road? Do you know how many accidents? I lost a friend this year from road. I will not lose you. Do we have any comments? Do you have any comments online?
Someone was saying drama, and all that. And that person, I think she feels she's better than him. If he didn't respond to her chat, how would she feel?
Exactly.
Then someone said, women will be 30 and say men are not coming. When they come too, we'll create drama. Then someone said, 3 days fasting and prayers. Because you didn't answer your chat for 3 days. 3 days past your prayer. Imagine? And then someone says, sometimes we love people, then without realizing it, we think to ourselves, I'm better than this chap. But a long story short, she doesn't quite fancy him.
Do you see what people are? No. But with one mouth, you're saying, I like him. But with your actions, you're showing that.
And someone else said, if you're not ready, the guy will marry next year and invite you for his wedding.
Okay, so but I wanted to say something.
Yes, go ahead.
I feel like personally, relationships are a two-way thing. You can't say you're expecting attention and you're not giving him attention.
Yes, you can't reap where you have not sown.
Steady attention.
Steady.
Him give you back the attention you need. I might explain to you like this. I mean, I want him to be calling me every day. I'm going to keep calling him every day. I mean, I'll call him morning, afternoon, evening. Subconsciously, at the back of his mind. If I don't call him, what's happening? He will pick his phone and he will call me. Subconsciously, it's not that he intentionally does it, but that's what happens when you keep doing what you want somebody else to do. So I know. sad because I feel like he fought for this relationship.
So you're not ready for a relationship, and that's okay. It's not a bad thing. But I think you should just be clear about what you want and have the conversation. Give him the closure because there's no what's going on. Don't say, guy, it's not you, it's me. Guy, give him that line because it really is you. You know. Question.
Okay.
Question.
So my question kind of like stemmed from our own issue, yeah? So all my life, basically.
Friend of the universe, stay there.
Hater. So all my life, literally, I don't think I've ever been at a... Like when I heard just that, okay, maybe start dating someone because you need something. I've never had that kind of issue. So I've always been like, see, if I'm in school, I'm in school. I don't have time for boy. Maybe. Okay, so when I was in school, I was in school. Like when I'm doing something, I'm just all in.
Yeah.
You get. And I realized that some parts of my life were, they're not very alive. Yeah, they're not. I know. So, like when guys talk to me and they say they like me, at first, to be honest, yeah, I like the attention. So when she started talking about attention, I'm like, okay, let me just ask my own question. So I like when people always call me, and I get tired of people like this. It just gets to a point where it's like, so when you call me today, how are you? How was work? Ah, work is fine. Have you eaten? Just kind of, I'm just like, okay. Yes, and then I get tired.
Right.
Yeah. So about the gifts, I know people try to give me gifts, and I'll form. When I think about it, I'll be like, okay, I actually don't need this. So it's easy for me to say, carry your rubbish, because I can buy it for myself. Sometimes, I know, but my pride just allow me to, you know, show that. But I just realized recently that okay, I cannot keep going on like this in life. Get, because I used to, okay, I have my dreams, I have my goals. So when I talk to people sometimes, it's like, you're never going to find someone that's going to marry you like this. Yes. And I don't have a problem with like toning down some parts of my goal, so that, because I want to have a good family, like that one, no doubt. But then I have issues around, I don't know the exact thing, I should have issues with getting, okay, when I like someone, yeah, to that point, maybe when the person now says, okay, I'm interested, I'm like, see, currently I control everything in my life. Like I know how to micromanage things, I know how to like just be in control. So when I realize that, okay, I lose my control, you just a little bit, I'm like, hey, no.
So yeah. Here's the thing, and I think you've identified what the issue is. The issue is you like to be in control of everything. But when you find that person that you feel like is worth taking a chance on, you have to relinquish control. Because if he likes you and he's showing you things about him that you like and you're interested and you start to like him, you start getting scared when you actually start liking him. It's easy to be in control when you don't like them. When they're coming at you and you don't like them, then it's all well and good. But when you start feeling stuff, you start getting scared because like, oh crap. Like,
I feel weird because I'm like, how can I feel stuff? I usually...
Well, you're supposed to feel stuff.
I know, but like I'm beginning to feel stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, literally all my life, I never used to have all this. Like I don't hug people and I'm never mushy and all that. So when I find myself doing some of these things, I'm like... I'm not normal.
Actually, you are. I guess maybe when you see guys, you have that feeling. Then this person is finding a way to crack, to get through your wall, and is, because I think you're like an egg. I think she's an egg as well. In fact, I lost my dog. Manchester a lot. It's just a lot. My dog died today. It's horrible. But But thank you guys for coming. I think it was interesting. Whoever that made the time, I hope you enjoyed it, David. And yes, so social media handle. Sorry, social media handle. Follow I am that PJ, social media, I'm that PJ, for updates and stuff, and we will be creating a page for this very soon. And next week we will be here, same time, same place, 6 o'clock. If you guys were online, you want to come down to the VI, DM me, I'll send you the address. Yeah, thank you guys. I'm gonna peace eight times down and drop the mic. right. Yes. Well, thank you guys for coming. You guys really came. That's really nice. Because I didn't miss out on an email or anything. But yeah, see you guys same time next week. God bless.
This is an exclusive.
Join the conversation.
Oh my gosh.
This is The Real Talk with PJ.
The Real Talk.
PJ.